This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we're joined by comedian Nick Yurick.
Hello.
Nick, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So, Nick, why do you hate other liberals?
Well, I find that a lot of it is because I'm sick of losing, and sometimes this isn't to say everyone on the left except for me is responsible, but I realize I'm just fed up with, you know, the moderates that voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, as I am with, you know, the far, far left anarchists that, you know, couldn't just be adults and vote for Hillary last time. I think that there's so much stupid, petty infighting that now our country is the closest it's ever been to fascism, at least in my lifetime.
Yeah, because the left can't stop eating its own tail.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think, too, that when the left does get in power, they're so namby-pamby about how they use it that nothing gets accomplished, and that's what makes people put their faith in a dictator.
Now, to be fair, some things do get accomplished. We murder thousands of people with drones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much always happening somewhere. That's murdering thousands of people with drones is kind of a low bar for getting things done, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, it is pretty low bar. So where on the left spectrum do you fall?
Well, I guess I consider myself on the far left, but, you know, a reasonable, mature adult who realizes there's more important things than getting the exact president I want. Well, I mean, it's sad that the bar is so low to be anyone that's not a fascist at this point, but that's where we're at.
Well, it's come down to the point where it's not about what's best for the people, and granted, it probably never has been, certainly not in our lifetime, but the fact that it's not about us, it is now about two different parties and which groups of people that they can keep happy. And I don't think that keeping happy is their goal, but at least, okay, if we can keep, you know, a lid on this over here, we can keep these other people happy, and then vice versa for the other side. It's not, you know, the fact that it's about two parties anymore is that's where the main problem starts, in my opinion. And I took one of those political grid tests. I mean, this was a few years ago at this point. I think I've talked about it on the show before, but it was, you know, like a huge grid, and you answered, I think it was like 100 questions or something like that, and it placed you like in the, like where you would be in the grid. And I was like dead center down towards the, like dead center and then like halfway towards the bottom. And it described me as an anarcho-libertarian, which I thought was a really fucking cool, cool thing to call me.
That basically means
sex too.
That basically means pedophile, Jordan.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's what that is.
No,
like,
that is not. You know, no. I'm sorry.
Weed and kids.
Yeah, that's a group that would benefit from anarcho-libertarianism. So, I don't know.
No age of consent.
You said it, not me.
I'm saying that's your platform.
No, that's whatever. It doesn't matter what you think my platform is.
That's your platform under which you hide many tiny shoes.
Nick, I think the best thing for the people would be, since you swindle a wizard out of gold, a master of the mystic arts, I think you should be president.
No, my gold actually got broken in two, so now I have two pieces of gold that I swindled that wizard out of. So, yeah, I think that makes me twice as good a swindler.
You're Nick Yurick, foreign relations. He'll yeah. swindle the people out of whatever they got. You got oil? Nick's going to swindle.
I had one idea a while back about if I were president, I wouldn't campaign for re-election. I'd do my job, and if people liked it, they vote for me again.
I actually like that a lot. Like there's.
Well, I mean, can you imagine if Trump was doing his job and not campaigning? He never stopped campaigning, though. And that's a movie party too.
I don't think so. I don't think they ever told him he won. He's just like he was campaigning the day he got inaugurated, but. No, I don't think that that's a terrible idea. If you can swindle a master of the mystic arts out of some gold, I think that you have a higher probability of, you know, solving world peace.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I had the foresight to know that when that guy said he wasn't a wizard, that's exactly what a wizard would say.
You're right.
If I could read a wizard's poker face, I think I can, you know, deal with Putin and the like.
I dig it.
Yeah.
So you're far left, but mature is what you're trying to say. So basically, tax the billionaires, not execute them.
I mean, well, ideologically, I would like to execute the billionaires, but I know that's not going to happen. So yeah, I'll take taxing them. Well, then, you know, there's that I believe in ideologically absolutely need to happen, and I'm sick of them not happening. And I think part of what I want to get back to, too, is, you know, Giordano was talking about, you know, the two parties, they have, you know, different groups they want to make happy. What's happening now, though, is nobody's happy. Like, even Republicans who identify with the party in power are some of the least happy of anyone.
That is true.
No, yeah, and that, but I mean, it's indicative of the administration in there. I mean, I brought this up recently, and I think it might have been on the last episode, where, I mean, Trump has basically gone through in his almost 4 years in office, he's gone through almost two full administrations. He's hired, okay, fired, and people have quit. So not saying that they could get anything done, they're fucking morons, but like, how are they supposed to even try to get something done when nobody in the party or the cabinet knows what the fuck is going on in the first place?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a completely dysfunctional administration, and what's weird, though, is people that are denying that it's a dysfunctional administration, like, won't hear a single word against Trump, and like, no, Trump's the greatest president ever. It's like, why are you yelling, then? Why are you on Facebook every day talking about, oh, this country is horrible, horrible, look at kids sagging their pants, and lighting up police stations, because I'm to some of those people. There's a few to complain about how horrible the country is. Like, well, your guy's in charge now. Your people have the Senate and the Supreme Court. Which is it?
What will you do to stop pants from sagging, President Yurick?
Free belts to whoever wants one. If you don't, I will just find a way to not stare at your ass.
President Scheer would mandate wedgies.
Yeah, but you are like a culprit of the pants sagging.
Yeah,
that's
but
true. Every comic in Cleveland's seen your ass.
Yeah, well, my ass is fantastic, and everyone needs to see it.
Here's what I propose if I were president. I think that with all of the room that we have in this country that even though they claim we don't have, but I'm talking like the Great Plains and the desert, you know, the Southwest, whatever, where we have all that room, like Wyoming down and across over to Oklahoma up, that whole big square, include Texas in that. You build a tower, a utopia with a tower, and that can be the GOP and conservative, all the, you make it so that like these people who are really, really into this shit, they have a place that they can go and live their way that they want to live. And, you know, nobody's going to bother you. There will be checkpoints outside in case, you know, trying to go blow something up. And then like up in Minnesota or something like that, you put the liberal one. And so they're closer to like a city that they can enjoy and, you know, eat their fucking, drink their wine and their artisanal coffee and all this shit. And you keep the two apart. And then if you don't want to go to either one of those and you want to stay where you're at, that's fine. But you're not allowed to talk about politics. And I think everybody would be a lot happier that way.
Well, how are you supposed
to? It'd be like a Tower of Babel where one of them, everyone speaks English.
Yeah, and the other one, you can't understand half the people, but that's the way they want it to be. So whatever.
Well, how are you just supposed to import slaves into the Republican side?
That they're in Texas. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
So you're fine they with can, them? And
they can take down their own wall, and then they can let the people in, but they should, the people that they are letting in, they have to have them sign like a disclosure. Like, hey, I know what I'm doing. I'm coming to America to be a slave at the GOP Tower of Babel.
So they'd be volunteer.
Well, not a willful volunteer, but like they give them the option. They're like, hey, you can turn around, go back to Mexico, or you're going to keep building shit that we want to build.
So you're saying they would import Mexican slaves?
Anybody who comes through Mexico.
Aren't you now, Mexican, what, Jordan?
What's that?
Aren't you Mexican? Your name's Jordano Diablo.
Anybody who didn't listen to last week's episode, you'll find out where I got my nickname. No, there's no type of Latin blood in me, unfortunately.
We've been culturally appropriating for years.
About how long did we say, Shear? About 13 years?
Sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
13 years. It was given to me. Just how old Jordan likes him, Mr. Anarcho.
Where are you coming up with it? You're the one who's a fucking, who says in your joke that you're an expert on kid dick. So I don't know where this me being a pedophile is coming from.
It comes from your libertarian leanings.
No, that would be, if I was a pedophile, I would be a liberal and I would own a pizza place where they do satanic kid fucking cabal shit. Like I'm not part of that. I don't like that. I want to see those people go down too.
Okay, no. There's no kid fucking in Satanism.
You know, that does bring up another interesting point. Like, in a weird way, the Jeffrey Epstein case, that's the most united I've seen the country, because both people on the left and right think that, you know, someone on the other side had him killed, and like, you know, like, people on the left think that, you know, Trump and his people had him killed. People on the right think it was the Clintons. And, well, I feel like we're getting so close to there, and I really wish we would just give the extra push to everyone understand it. That's both sides agreeing that the ruling class in general
are fucking kids.
Yeah, and, you know, are generally fucking evil.
Well, and that's... I've been following this whole thing because it fucking blows my mind that this kind of shit, like people in power can really get away with all this. And
which is why you want power.
Okay. Anyway, So what I don't understand is, okay, so Ghislaine Maxwell finally gets arrested almost a year after Jeffrey Epstein, kills himself. A party close to her says that she is worried for her own life because she thought Jeffrey got killed. Okay. So they set a trial date, which I understand the lawyers need time to prepare. I'm not an idiot. They set the trial date for a year from when she was denied bail and everything. And they have yet to dispose her. And you would think, or depose her, I'm not sorry, not dispose. They're going to dispose of her. They're trying to depose her. And that needs to happen soon, because if anybody is surprised when she winds up dead, we are beyond fucked, because it is at, like, and I can't wait. I hope that she gets deposed, and I hope she gives the names out that I would like her to give out, like fucking Bill Clinton. And that's like, because I want to see what it's like for these people who are, oh, the Clintons were so great, they've done so much for you. Like, no, they're scumbag fucking assholes.
Well, I think that's what could make the whole thing finally crumble down, is if people on both sides of the political spectrum are implicated. It's like, see, all of these people are terrible.
Exactly.
And that's I fucking hate that, though, that I have no choice but to vote for one of them now. And again, it's because the country's ungovernable because both sides have failed to govern for years.
It's not like this is a new problem. This is just manifest of, like, everything we've gone through since fucking, I mean, World War II.
Our whole lives, at least.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can go back to World War II even. I mean, but that's, I don't know, we're getting into other shit. But, like, I don't know. Sheer, what do you think?
I think that once the pedophiles on top are taken down by the deposition, you will have room to maneuver your way to the top and get your own island and your own plane. And then your libertarian paradise will exist.
I'm going to start a cabal, and you're going to be the only one everybody ever fucks. And you're going to be like the one that comes out in a fucking little gimp mask. And you're going to be like a fucking dog. I'm going to carry you around by a chain and be like, you think this is what I wanted? This is what you wanted. Mark my fucking words.
I'm just going to get railed all day.
All day, every day.
While you lead me around on a little leash.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that going to make you hard, you little...
Every so often, can you look up at the camera and say, it's a living, like an animal.
We'll make a TV show out of it, like on Always Sunny, when Dennis puts up the cameras for Mrs. Mack and Charlie's mom, and it'll be like that, but it'll be you and me, Sheer. I'm gonna make sure I put you know, hot candle wax in your butt crack. And
wait a minute. If I'm going to be getting railed all day, why would you put hot candle wax in my butt crack? That's not going
to
help.
So that they have to dig for something. They have to dig to find the pot of gold.
Dig with your teeth. See, this is the future that liberals want. The future the liberals want is digging through my asshole through candle wax with their teeth to find my delicious hole that they can plow.
All right. I do have a question.
No better than fascism.
So, I mean, what are your guys' thoughts on Bill and Hillary Clinton? As people.
Oh, as people, I think that they're half of what's wrong with the current system. I mean, the fact that a country that was kind of supposedly founded on the idea of rejecting, you know, rule by birthright is now a land of political dynasties. came very close to having two solid decades where the presidents only had two different last names. Well, shit, longer than that. Like, 30 years of just Bushes and Clintons we could have had.
Yeah, from 88 to 2008. Yeah, 88 to 2008. It was all Bushes and Clinton.
Yeah.
Scheer, what do you think of well, I guess what I'm asking about is, are you guys, I don't want to say dumb enough, because I've already made up my mind. are you guys, do you believe that the Clintons are involved with this Epstein shit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that Bill Clinton's mad lust cannot be contained in the wombs of the correctly aged, and he must draw power and youth from children.
Wait,
in order
so now we're talking about like the crazy bullshit, like adrenochrome. Now you're talking fucking conspiracy theory shit. That's not what I asked.
I'm saying that Bill Clinton fucks kids to steal their youth, and Hillary watches and flicks her bean in the corner because she can't touch anybody and make them feel pleasure.
Fair enough. They melt, actually, if she does.
So that's my theory. I also think that that they probably had a bunch of people killed that found out the horrifying truth.
What about that judge's kid? She was assigned an Epstein case four days later.
That was completely unrelated. The guy that shot the judge's kid and the judge's husband was one of those wackos that sues the government to try to get rid of ladies' night. And
yeah, he's a men's right activist.
Men's rights attorney, yeah.
But dude, like, you're gonna tell me that there is no fucking way that is related?
Correlation does not equal causation, Jordan. And I'm gonna tell you that no, they're not related. He's crazy on a whole nother level.
What's interesting here too is the fact that this is another problem right now is that everyone is suddenly an expert. And because, I mean, my thinking is, yeah, they're involved. To what degree, I can't say for sure. But because I don't think I have all the answers. I know I've got some theories, though.
I have all the answers, and the answers all involve choking on kid dick.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, but I mean, here's the thing, though, dude. It's like, it's too coincidental, in my opinion. And the way it was done, too, the way it was done was to have him in a FedEx uniform. That dude could have done it a million different ways, but he chose to do that and then drive upstate and supposedly kill himself. Now, as we've discussed before, I try not to fall too far into conspiracy theory shit, but when I do bring up MK Ultra, that is not a conspiracy theory. It's a very real thing.
That was best Mortal Kombat game ever.
What's that?
MK Ultra.
MK Ultra. It's proven. It's a very real thing. They've done it. They probably still do it. They probably figured out better ways to do it now. It's just a little too, it doesn't make sense for, oh, I'm going to go kill this judge's husband and her kid because I'm a men's rights activist, and then I'm going to go kill myself so I don't see what I would like to come to fruition. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
You're not thinking crazy. You're thinking rational thoughts.
No, I'm thinking that he is probably one of those people subject to mind control, aka MK Ultra, and they probably had him do it. Dude, I mean, look at the fucking goddamn Jack Ruby and fucking Lee Harvey Oswald, dude. I mean, come on. They've been doing this shit for years.
You notice how much time we're putting into conspiracy theories here versus, you know, discussing actual things that could the country. I mean, that's just another microcosm of what's going on these days.
But then what can we do to change it?
Well, that's kind of the problem. All that we can do is, you know, vote for the less terrible pedophile. And
see, fuck that. No, see, that's where anybody loses me. Anybody loses. That's why I don't vote, dude. This is why I don't vote. I would have voted for Bernie. I would have registered and to vote for Bernie had he not dropped out. I would have.
Well, it's too late because the Democrats decided to appeal to the suburbanites with the hair sniffing king.
Yeah.
And they think America is not ready to elect a Jew, which they're probably right. But
one of my favorite things like watching this happen every 4 years is like the people who were all, and she, I remember talking about this with you when we watched the election, the people who, you know, for years they just despised Hillary, these liberal people. She's the worst, blah, 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 blah. And then when she's their front runner, everybody fucking loves her. Now it's 4 years later, she's not running, and same thing happened. Everybody used to love Biden when he was in office, and now everybody fucking hates Biden, but it's the only choice, and that's the problem. Only choice.
Yeah. And no, we got to this point too because the good people fail to get anything done. Like, I mean, I do think that Obama probably wasn't an evil pedophile. The fact that that's an accomplishment and, like, you know, one of the only presidents of my lifetime I can confidently say that about is sad enough as it is. But, I mean, when he was in there, he didn't take a strong enough stand on anything that needed to get done. I mean, can you imagine if he had actually effective healthcare reform and education reform and...
No, I mean, his healthcare policy was awful. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm happy they got away with that.
It was a half-assed compromise. I mean, because I don't have insurance and a lot of other people don't.
Well, like another thing that like to bring up about like the Obama administration, like you'll have, you know, plenty of liberals, but mostly, you know, the right constituents. They'll say, Obama, he killed so many people with drone strikes, blah, 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 blah. And it was broken down to me like this. They were like, okay, so a president gets voted in. They most likely bring him into a room and they say, okay, this shit right here is what you're allowed to do and allowed to touch and allowed to fuck with. This right here, which is generally going to be foreign policy and all that, they still leave that up to the generals. So like when people say that, you know, George Bush, when we went over to Iraq and Afghanistan, when we did that, that was a personal fucking vendetta for his dad. When the Obama administration, did drone strikes, I'm sure Obama's not sitting there going, okay, yeah, we need to bomb these guys, we need to bomb these guys, we need to bomb these guys. Yeah.
This wedding, this church, this hospital, in right. that order.
Exactly.
Now, I think you guys are all wrong. I think what happened was Obama converted the White House bowling alley, because he didn't bowl, he played basketball. The bowling alley was slicked with the vaginal secretions of 17-year-old girls, and he would go headfirst down the bowling alley into a throng of 11-year-old boys. And then when he was done with that, he would personally man the drones, killing thousands and thousands of brown people. And this is how he spent his days until he could go put on his tan suit and upset everyone.
That tan suit was upsetting. Rather vexing. How's it, man? Find enough hours in a day, though.
So, I mean, going back, go ahead, Cheer, sorry.
I said speed. That's how you find enough hours in the day.
Well, it's Trump's on fucking amphetamines right now.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Everyone in government is on amphetamines. Yeah, that's why there are so many sex scandals.
Dude, you can't get your dick up when you're fucking taking Adderall and Ritalin.
You can try.
No, but you really want to try.
Yeah.
I could tell you a story that is very, very embarrassing. It basically, long story short, I tried to jerk off for like 3 hours. My dick wasn't hard once. And I got caught.
Yeah, you're like the porter in the Scottish play. It gives the desire but takes away the ability or something along those lines.
Fuck that. It's
sexes and unsexes.
Did it make you feel like the little kids that you like to bang, Jordan, when you couldn't get your dick to work?
I don't find you funny.
I guess that's how people get to that point, though. You know, they have all of this pent up energy and no way to get it out, so they try everything and land somewhere horrible.
Yep, that's what it is. See, Jordan, if you had gone down your road of doing speed all the time, you would have ended up in the clutches of a human trafficking ring, where they would have sold you onto the glories of kid fucking.
That's why I'm an opiate addict, dickhead.
That's why they're all so angry too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's on speed.
Maybe part of the conversation should be a national plan to surreptitiously replace their bad drugs with good drugs.
So, Nick, are you one of those people? Because, like you said, now I only have the choice to vote for one person. Like, so, regardless of how terrible he is and how it's not going to get any better, even if Biden did end up being the president, you still feel it is your duty to go vote?
I mean, he's effectively the only thing staying between us and fascism. And also, I don't trust Ruth Bader Ginsburg to live another 4 years. And so then, I mean, that happens and Trump's in office. We've got an airtight majority on the Supreme Court. And I mean, I can say for effect, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and whoever else Trump would appoint are going to follow him on everything. Roberts, maybe not. Clarence Thomas, probably. Alito, probably. So,
has Biden picked his running mate yet?
He is not. The last news I heard on it is that he's considering making 4 women of color his running mate, which I took to mean on any given day, 1 of 4 random women of color would be the vice president. Because that's how my stupid brain reads headlines sometimes.
The stickers will say Biden, WOC 2020.
Yes. But I know Kamala Harris is in the running. That's who cop. I feel the smart money is on.
Cop. She's a cop.
Who's she?
A cop.
I mean, is she the one who everybody's always up in arms about? What's her last name? She's Latino of some kind. Latina of some kind.
What, AOC?
Yes, her.
She's not old enough yet.
Yeah, she's only
what's the requirement for vice president? I thought
It's 35, same as 30. President.
Oh, okay. All right.
If the president dies on day one, they have to be old enough to be.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want Joe Biden to smell my hair and tell me I'm pretty. So he's got my vote.
All right, so here's my number.
I actually had to make that rule because William Henry Harrison wanted to make a 12-year-old his running mate. Here's the thing, they didn't let him.
Here's my problem with Biden. Let's say Trump has a better way of speaking than Biden does, and for me to say that is asinine, but it's true.
That's close. I mean, most of Biden's sentences at least have subjects and verbs that agree. Trump, everything's a word salad.
Yeah, but Trump's also not stupid enough. He's stupid enough to say he wishes Ghislaine Maxwell her best, is the fact that not everybody's talking about that is fucking hilarious. But Biden said like 2 months ago that if you're voting for Trump, or if you're not voting for me and you're voting for Trump, you ain't black. And he said that to a black person.
He's funny, stupid too.
I just don't understand the level of incompetence that we're going to keep allowing to drain
the country. There's no choice. There's no choice.
Then don't vote. What's the fucking point in voting then?
To keep the Supreme Court, with a chance to keep abortion legal, basically. Yeah. That's my single issue that I'm voting on. I don't want to have a bunch of I don't want to have to shift my efforts to providing back alley abortions to women in need.
Well, you should do what you're good at, Jeremy.
I mean, I'm very good at getting to the placenta with my teeth and ripping it out like an DOGOBGYN.
So who are these other liberals?
Oh, I think we've covered some of them. I think, too, there's a lot of pet causes that people put way too much time into. And I'm not saying they're not important either, but you look at how much time has been put into, changing the, name of the Washington Redskins or getting rid of Chief Wahoo. And it's like, yeah, I think that stuff needs to happen, but... Then when we finally accomplish it, it's like, yes, that's a victory, but really those are the half-assed victories that establishment hands out. It's like, yeah, but we're still not going to defund the police or do anything about mass incarceration or actual systemic issues. And I guess that's what I'm getting at is so many people aren't focused on systemic issues. They're so easily distracted.
It's hard to fight the system when the
yeah, but that's the important fight. People want to choose the easy fights because it feels good to get a football team's name changed, but it does nothing ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, people focus their energies in very, very weird places, and it's... I mean, I agree. Should the Cleveland Indians be called the Cleveland Indians? No, absolutely not. Is Redskins highly more offensive? Yeah, it is.
I'll advocate for all of it too, but at the end of the day, some things are more important than others.
Yeah, and the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, man, that's to me, that is the biggest thing happening in the world right now. You have somebody who was a known child sex trafficking pedophile. He had at least one accomplice who evaded arrest for a full year, and they finally got her. And it's not like they're not this like so much media attention should be on this right now, so that there's no choice for the elite in power to fucking have her killed like they did that fucking cocksucker Epstein. Because
I guess, where are you seeing a lack of media attention? Because I feel like, I mean, every time I look at any of my news apps on a given day, there's a story about it.
What was the last update then?
Let me see what the last update today was. Hang on a sec.
last update today, Ghislaine Maxwell gets her period. Kills one more child.
It was a visitor.
Yep.
It's Ghislaine, you fucking weirdo.
It's Ghislaine.
Oh, fine.
Ghislaine.
Are you guys in the same room right now?
No. I'm in my room. Just this is a small apartment, and sound carries.
Ghislaine. I'll get in my way, Jeremy. Get in my Ghislaine so you can fucking wear it.
I'm not wearing your ropes.
Yeah, so last update was yesterday. Judge orders release of documents in Ghislaine Maxwell case. I don't know what the fuck accent
was.
So that means
you said the documents were released?
Yeah.
That means they were released to the DA probably already had their files. So that means that all the files got released to the defense. So it's basically before they do a deposition, they're doing, oh, it's discovery. They're about to go into discovery before they do a deposition. They should be fast-tracking this thing because, like, all right, here's a question. Do either of you truly believe she will see her day in court?
Yes.
Yes.
Really? You think that she's going to be able to stay alive a full year?
I mean, I'm not fucking psychic. I mean, someone could kill her tomorrow. That's one of those things, like, you can't really be certain about.
No, but, like, one thing I am certain about is Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I'm positive of that.
Yeah.
So is more than half the world. So if they killed him, I think he was in jail for, what, 3 weeks? And he was gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's easier to be certain of that now because he was already killed. It's hard to be certain of if someone else is going to be killed.
All right, I guess my gut instinct tells me she's not going to make it to trial. That's what my gut instinct tells me.
Yeah,
that is a solid instinct, too.
My gut instinct is telling me they instead of giving her rec time, they take her over to juvie to defile more children so that she can continue to live until her trial.
And why so you're on the Trump boat. You wish her well.
I wish her well enough to get to trial so she can drop them names.
Yeah, after she drops the names, I don't give a fuck what happens to her.
Oh, exactly. But, Nick, that brings me back to what you said before, which is, like, something that I've been talking about a lot recently, is, like, you said the word unravel, and I just want to see, like, all Ghislaine Maxwell has to do is just, like, give one name, and it's all going to start fucking coming undone. In this country, like, people think it's bad now with the economy and the fucking coronavirus. That ain't going to fucking matter when, you know, a large portion of the Hollywood and fucking political people in power who do fucked up shit to kids, you're going to watch this country unravel. And it's going to be very interesting to watch.
But I think the people in your political center right libertarian spectrum are going to advocate for more kid fucking.
Why do you think people in the middle want to fuck kids?
Because that's who's in charge, is people in the middle. That's the problem. All of these middle of the road kid fuckers.
Yeah, it's because your waffling assholes has decided, well, I don't know which side of the fence I'm going to go on. I don't know. I'm going to have to go to the paragon of moral virtue, children.
Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about everyone in the center fucks kids, including you.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. I took a test where it put me in the center of something. I had said nothing about fucking kids, and the people who fuck kids are either far left or far right. I was right in the middle.
No, the middle is where the kid fucking happens.
Yeah.
Sound like you're speaking from experience.
I am on however far left you get before you start having to murder people.
So not anarcho.
No, I'm not an idiot and like think that we can all get along without a government enforcing rules. No, that's stupid.
Proven that people can govern themselves.
You know what? If people can govern themselves, then how come the coronavirus cases are going up with no centralized government providing any sort of direction? It's obvious that we can't govern ourselves. So there are too many idiots out there.
But that's when natural selection comes in and you let those people
lead themselves out. No, it's not when natural selection comes in. It's when you middle-of-the-road faggots start fucking kids. You take away all the rules.
What's
going to happen.
Nick, this was a fine conversation. It is now out of my control. he's a fucking moron. Not that we didn't know that before.
I think the ideology he's espousing here is either vote for a pedophile or you are one.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Pick your pederasts.
So how do you know which pedophile's worse to vote for then? Biden or Trump?
Well, I mean, again, one of them has descended the country into fascism over the last 4 years. So, I mean, I think that Biden will at least keep the plane from crashing into the fucking mountain. It's, again, fucking sad that the bar is that low.
I mean, did you want to vote for Hillary?
No. I stood there for a couple minutes in the voting booth on November 9th, 2016, looking at the ballot and being like, there's got to be a better choice. And there just wasn't.
That's fair. That's why I don't vote, man. I know people get mad at me. I know Chelsea gets mad at me, but that's why I don't vote, man. I don't see the point in voting for lessers of two evils, especially, and this is just me, I honestly don't believe voting matters. I don't believe that the regular citizens vote for the president matters in any way. That's just my opinion, but whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm going to convince you to vote either. So. No.
But if you don't vote, you're a pedophile.
Wait, pick your fucking poison, dude. It's not one of these things where all outcomes point to me fucking kids.
It is, but it is.
You're making it that way.
It's been a successful running bit so far this episode. So. Or I don't know, maybe the people listening are tired of it. I'm not quite yet.
Well, if anybody listens to this, go ahead.
Would you rather me go on and on about you fucking kids or that you can't achieve an orgasm without something in your ass? Like, some running bit is going to happen here.
Oh, and I mean, you know, don't kink shame the guy if he likes anything in his ass. That's, you know, at least legal.
A full-grown child in his ass.
I don't have things up my butt, and I certainly don't fuck kids, but, like, if I had to make a choice, I'll take something in my asshole. I'm not fucking a kid.
35 minutes in for the clip.
It's 40 minutes in, isn't it? Or 50 minutes, because we started at, didn't we start at 1:15?
We did, that's right, shit.
You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome for me helping you do stupid bullshit.
It's not stupid bullshit. I'm just going to take that little clip out of context and send it to your family.
Because I give a fuck what my family thinks.
Your face, Jordan.
What's that?
Yeah, speaking of stupid bullshit, what are you putting on your face?
I'm manicuring my beard because
of the I see you've got a comb there. That's
You got to get all the kid Kim out of there.
Kid Kim? What was that fucker? You can't even speak correctly?
I said you got to get all the kid Kim out.
Kid Kim.
Yeah, he said it with an accent. Like how I'm sure there's someone somewhere that calls orange juice Al's juice.
I don't know, man. Like Nick, you did say, you know, you're not going to change my opinion, which I don't seek these conversations out because I, you know, on the podcast, it's one thing, but I don't need people telling me that because I don't do what they do, I'm wrong. Just because I don't vote, you're not going to tell me I'm wrong for not voting.
Something you remember too, though, is just because someone tells you you're wrong doesn't make you wrong.
Right, right.
So I think people need to be okay with being told they're wrong. And, you know, if you truly believe you're right, though, it won't matter to you what someone else says.
No, sure, absolutely. I just, like, basically what I was trying to say is, like, it's a waste of my time. Like, that's why I don't seek those kind of conversations out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you see from people a lot, though, is, you know, they get so up in arms about how, oh, these people who say that they're wrong are evil and destroying America. It's like, you know, if you were right, you'd be a lot calmer about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like, yeah, I mean, there are fights that I don't have anymore because it's like, you know, me being right is enough. And if I'm not the one who's going to educate some of these people, maybe they'll learn the hard way.
Most of my fights lately have been about gender norms, and it's like, why am I having this fight with you?
Yeah, why are you having that fight?
Because I have a trans kid, and of course now I feel more like I feel like I have to do something.
You can be in support.
It is different too, you know. Yeah, you're protecting someone that you care about.
Yeah, it's made me a bit more uppity.
I mean, that's part of the reason too. I don't get pro-lifers because they're not protecting anyone that they know. I was thinking the other day, you know, I'd probably care a lot more about unborn babies if I knew any. Strangely enough, though, I don't.
But see, the thing is, I mean, what their thing is, it's fucking Judeo-Christian doctrine. So it's, my God says this is wrong, so I have to, you know, I have to fight against it and take away other people's rights and freedoms because that's not how God wants it. And, you know, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs.
You know, I have to meet more unborn babies, and there's only one way to do that. Fucking pregnant women. So, ladies, if you're pregnant, I would like to meet your baby with my penis.
Yeah, that's a pretty
loose standard. You heard it here.
For meeting someone.
54 minutes, Jeremy wants to meet kids with his dick. Unborn children with his dick. 49 minutes.
They're not children yet. They're unborn. So it's not pedophilia.
I'm sorry. 54 minutes. 54 minutes. So mark it down, Paul. Send me that clip. Hordano 2020. Not going to beat me.
You have a Metallica shirt on. Because you like music for girls.
It glows in the dark, too.
Yeah, because you like music for girls.
I thought you were trying to destroy gender norms, you fucking idiot.
This is not a known gender norm, but Metallica specifically makes music for girls.
Okay, if that's not
known. They actually don't want anyone other than girls listening to it. That's on them for being sexist.
Yeah, Metallica grew out their hair long.
I'm sure that if Lars Ulrich could sue you for listening to his music, he would.
Yeah.
That's the standard those
have. Gene Simmons, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the one thing that the liberals eating their own tail, the right likes to bring up that the reason that happens is because of identity politics. And honestly, it seems to me that that brings more of us together than apart. It's just the stragglers. They're like, well, can't we just say this one word? And then they're like, no. And eventually they're like, okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Cause I do feel like I saw everyone united, you know, after the murder of George Floyd. And
well, at least most people.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, some Blue Lives Matter people that I know were saying, yes, this is horrible. This man was murdered. Where they, what they stopped short of, though, is realizing, you know, he wasn't just murdered by Derek Chauvin. He was murdered by a system that created Derek Chauvin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if people would think just one level deeper on all of it and see the patterns, we would agree on more things.
Well,
yeah, but
people's, go ahead, people's honestly, like, I know we sit here and we all bust, you know, obviously all three of us are pretty much on the same team, but it's like, the problem is like three people or more, or two people can barely sit down anymore with completely opposing beliefs. And it doesn't become, I don't want to say violent, but agitated, I guess, maybe right, maybe the right word. Like, it's hard to have two opposing ideas sit down to have a civil conversation without rocks ending up getting hurled.
Well, and I mean, there's some things that, you know, you can't really compromise on, like questions of social justice. At the same time, I think a lot of social justice would be fixed by the things that we can compromise on, like, I've long thought that if you solve poverty, you solve a lot of it. I mean, that's part of the reason that we made the advances we did make in civil rights, you know, in the 50s and 60s, is because poverty wasn't as much of an issue back then. That's, I don't know, angry white people tend to be a lot less angry when, you know, fewer of them are unemployed. And I'm not saying either that we need to appease the angry white people, but that I think that if you at least work on the issues that would help everyone, I mean, I'd like us to solve poverty in one fell swoop, but if we can sit down and talk about it, we might at least solve half of it. And
well, I have an idea of how we can solve poverty. We have a known human trafficker in custody right now, and they obviously know how to make millions of dollars selling our most precious export, American children. And what we can do is start exporting American children out into the world for thousands of dollars a pop, giving everyone a stipend.
Is it bad if I'm thinking, well, how many children?
Look, you just get all the pro-life people to start breeding rapidly, and then you've got basically farm-raised American children that you can export to wherever it needs to go.
Oh, now there's a thought too, something, yeah, a pitch, I guess. If someone going into a Planned Parenthood says, okay, fine, you got me, I'll keep it, but I'm selling it.
I know people that have tried to get protesters to give them money to keep the baby. It's always fun.
I would take the money and just use that money for the abortion.
Yeah. As long as it's, yeah, I mean, it's not legally binding, I suppose.
No.
Speaking of abortions, the coat hanger has been shoved into this episode and scrambled its brains. Nick, where can we find you on the internets?
You can find me on Facebook at The Comedy of Nick Urich, Twitter and Instagram at Radio Free Urich. Yeah, I do a lot of things that are talking about politics and pedophilia for an hour. I'm not going to mention those things so as not to cast them in a negative light, though.
Fair enough. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find somebody that hates other liberals as much as Nick Urich.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.